everyone. Thanks for tuning in to episode 5 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. I'm Summer, and you can find me on Ravelry as Summer Yarns and Instagram as Summer's Picks. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. And for those of you who are returning, thanks so much for coming back. Today is Tuesday, December 10th, and I am recording in the evening. It's about 9 o'clock, and I have had a really good week. Segments this week include What's Making Me Happy, which is not really an official segment, but whatever, it works. Finished Objects, Works in Progress, New on the Needles, On a Break, Enabling, and In the Kitchen. And when I say segments, I don't have official segments, but that's close enough. So, I'm going to start out with what's making me happy. Today has actually been a fantastic day. This whole past week has been just a really, really good week. I haven't talked a whole lot about what I do work-wise. I don't know if I've talked about it at all other than just in passing. But here is a little background. I am a web services librarian at my local library. I've said before, I'm in the Houston area, so it's really no big secret that if I am a public librarian, I work for Houston Public Library. I work at the downtown location, and as I mentioned, I am a web services librarian, which means I work on the website and do a lot of other techie type stuff. Well, my task for the past week and a half, it's been going on for longer than that, but what I've really been focused on the past week and a half is getting our podcast for work up and going. And I think I did mention this very briefly, maybe probably in my first episode, that one of the reasons that I chose to start my own personal podcast was so that I could help, or so that I could learn the ropes a little bit for work. And that actually worked really well. It took away some of the fear factor that that I've had in turn, and it was kind of been a roadblock for this project at work, and knowing that I could do it and I could get it on iTunes made doing this past week a whole lot easier. So as of sometime between the time I went to bed last night and 6:30 this morning, iTunes approved the podcast for work, and my supervisor had a presentation to our leadership today and was able to show her that we have this podcast, and our director that we have this podcast and that it is on iTunes. So it was really exciting. I always work hard. I'm a hard worker. I am very proud of what I do, but the work I did the past week and a half was the most focused, most challenging work I've probably ever done professionally, and it felt really, really good. I did get recognized by one of our leadership members. We have a really stupid employee recognition program at work that they just started called Thanks a Lotto, where you can be recognized and you get this little scratch-off card and you win something. And one of our leadership, he's not exactly our supervisor, but we sort of kind of report to him. He recognized me for my hard work, which felt really good. And those of you who have done this kind of thing before, I'm sure you understand. So that is one of the things that is really making me happy. And things have been challenging trying to get these things going, and to have the success felt really good. What else? I have a few other things on my list. Good friends. Good friends are, who does that not make happy? But I'll actually combine 2 and 3 on my list. Good friends and Austin. I did not grow up in Austin, Texas. I grew up in Mississippi, but I went to high school in Austin, Texas, and still have a couple of really good friends there. And when we do go to Austin, there's a couple of friends that we always stay with. My friend Denise actually shared this, shared my podcast today, so she's probably listening. Hi, Denise. But we stayed with them this weekend, and very exciting thing is that I taught Denise, my friend, to knit, which I've actually never taught anyone to knit before. I don't really consider myself a very good teacher. I'm much better at doing, and for me, learning to knit, I taught myself out of a book rather than having someone else teach me. So being able to actually sit down with someone and teach them felt really nice. She was doing remarkably well. I'm not sure she thought so, but considering how challenging learning to knit can be, she was doing really well, and I hope that she continues to do that. And like I mentioned, Austin, I went to high school in Austin, and I moved away, so I lived there 4 full years of my life, and then, you know, summers during college, but then I got married in the middle of college, so, long story, never mind. I've always kind of had this dream to move back to Austin. I don't know what it is about Austin, but it's a cool city, and going to visit friends there and getting away from Houston more than anything, just kind of getting a weekend away. That was really nice this past weekend. And I did not actually mention that's what we did this past weekend. And then the last thing on my list is cold weather. And those of you who live in the north, assuming anybody from the north is listening to me ramble on right now, you probably think I'm crazy and you wish that you could get rid of your cold weather. But here in Houston, we only have a handful of really cold days during the year. And I enjoy them when I can get them because that's the only time we get to actually wear our knitwear. It's, you know, today I actually had 3 pieces of knitwear on. I was wearing a hat, a shawl, and hand knit socks. And that doesn't get to happen very often. It's actually been cooler this year so far. We were this past weekend 30 degrees below normal. I would not want to live someplace where it's cold all the time, but the few days that we get, I really, really enjoy. Those of you that hate, you know, want to get rid of your cold weather, you're welcome to my summers. I'll take your winters, you take my summers when it's over 100, you know, repeatedly any day. So that's what's making me happy this week, and I really wanted to share that at the beginning before I lose my steam. Let's move on to finished objects. I actually do have a couple of finished objects this week. The first one is my breakaway cowl. This is a pattern by Jenna Krupar, also known as Retro Lemon. It is a paid pattern, and I use Cascade 220 Quattro. And I didn't write down the number, but that doesn't mean a whole lot to many people anyway. It's basically 4 colors of green plied together. This pattern is lovely. I really like the pattern a lot. I wish I had used a different yarn. The color is pretty, but it's very flat. I was hoping that when I soaked it and when I blocked it, it would squish up a little bit and, you know, plump up, but it didn't. It actually, if anything, it's flatter than it was before. So lesson learned for me is, you know, for something like that where I want the stitch definition, I guess it is a stitch definition issue, I should use something a little rounder. But otherwise, as I mentioned, the pattern is really nice. I would do this again. I actually probably will make it again using a different yarn at some point. The second thing I finished is a linen stitch bookmark. There is not a real pattern for this. I based it on the pattern My Peppino, P-E-P-P-I-N-O, by Christine Rogers. This is a free pattern on Ravelry, and that is for a linen stitch scarf, fingering weight linen stitch scarf that, you know, is much longer than obviously a bookmark. But so basically I just took that pattern and instead of casting on the 450 stitches that were required, I have on here that I cast on 100 stitches. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Well, yeah, I guess it did, because I was, it called, the pattern calls for size 5 needles, and I was doing this on size 2 and fingering weight, and I don't remember what yarn it called for the original pattern. I don't know if it was sock, it seems like it was sock weight, but, I don't know. Anyway, I think I cast on 100 stitches, and then you went through my stash of sock scraps, and each row I did a different yarn, and left about probably about 2.5 or so inches of a tail on each end, and then tied it off so it has a nice fringe. This one I did, that's for Nerd Wars. The challenge was to learn a new technique, and I'd never done linen stitch before, so that was a nice quick project, and that will go to my daughter as a little goodie. She already knows she's getting it. It's not a Christmas present. So those are my 2 finished objects. My works in progress. Not much progress on anything. Well, that's not true. My vitamin D does not have much progress. I got 2 more rows done on that. Slow and steady wins the race. Eventually I will finish this sweater. I am still working on my baby fern lace hood, and all of these are linked in the show notes, which I did not mention since I am on iTunes. Some of you may not know. You can find my show notes on my website at www.kitchenstitches.com. Anyway, all of my previous projects, they're all linked in if I have not just cast something on, you can find the show notes and all of the details about that in the post where I first talked about it, and we'll link to the post on my show notes. Anyway, the baby fern lace hood. I did not get too far on this. I got the garter edge done, which is 6 rows, I believe, or it's supposed to be 6 rows, and I did 8 rows, and then I did just over 1 repeat of the pattern, and there are 24 pattern repeats total. And this I am using JoJo Land Melody and some blues and reds, and it's a very thin fingering weight. So hopefully it'll work up fast. Now that I'm on the pattern repeat, it will. I worked on this when my son was at his orthodontist appointment, and I was able to get the garter stitch edging done there. And I think it's going to be pretty. I haven't gotten far enough into the lace repeat to actually see the patterning yet, but I will keep plugging along on that. My friendship socks, actually, I made a lot of progress on these. I took this is the only project I took with me to Austin, and I didn't get to knit in the car on the way there because I drove, but I did knit on it some Friday night and a lot of Saturday. And then I didn't drive on the way home, so I got to knit in the car. And when I started, I think on Friday night, I was actually just past the toe. And I've did the entire foot and I've put in the heel marker. And I think, I don't have this in my show notes, but I think that I am about a little more than a repeat past the past the heel marker. And so I made a lot of progress on those, which is good. I would really like to finish these before Christmas, considering that it's less than 2 weeks before Christmas now, or almost 2 weeks before Christmas. Probably not going to happen, but I'll have them for next year. My monster cowl, I am still working on that for the Suburban Stitcher KAL. And I have done about 4 repeats of that pattern, maybe 4.5 repeats of that pattern, I believe. I'm working on that today, and I had actually meant to notice how much I had done before I actually came in and recorded, but I forgot. I have done a little bit more than I thought. I was able to work on it a little bit longer than I thought I was going to be able to. As I mentioned last week, it actually makes my hands cramp a bit, but this, for some reason, it wasn't bothering me as much this week. I hope hopefully will finish that before the end of the month so I can submit it for the KAL. The only other non-new work in progress that I have is the 12 Days of Christmas Sampler. I have done about 2.5 days on that. I was working on that just before I came in to record. It's another slow one. I am not a fast cross stitcher. Some people can whip those things out like crazy. I'm not fast. I had no illusion that I was going to actually finish this and be able to use it, you know, and display it this year. So I'll keep working on that. New on the needles. This is new on the hook. I started crocheting a hat. It's the Unforgettable Hat by Elizabeth Trantham. This is a free pattern on Ravelry. I am using Noro Silk Garden, and I have no idea what colorway that's in, but it's blues and purples. And I'm using a size H hook. This is just a very simple double crochet slouchy hat pattern. And like I said, it's free on Ravelry. This showed up in my recommended patterns this week, or my pattern highlights. So you might want to check there and see if it shows up on yours too. It's the actual pattern calls for, of all things, Red Heart. Gosh, I don't remember the name of what the yarn is, but it kind of reminds me of Noro with the long color repeats, and it's an acrylic and it's really soft. I am obviously using Noro for this, but I did, when I took my friend Denise to Michael's to grab her some yarn, they had this particular yarn. And I ended up buying a skein because it was really, even though it is acrylic, it was very, very soft. So I'm thinking that I might make another one using that yarn for one of the hat donations that are going on. On a break, I have put aside my Trillian for now and the Little Pumpkins just because I needed to focus on a smaller amount of things. Both of those patterns are ones that I really like, and I will finish them. But just for now, they're on a break. Enabling and purchases. Let's see. I received my Spartacus Dyes Where Bluebirds Fly on the Will and Grace sock base, which is 80% superwash merino, 20% nylon. This is fabulous rainbow yarn. I really love it, and I would love to cast something on right now, but I am restraining myself. I also received my Kirby Werby Kaleidostripe Sparkle Merino Sock Yarn in Grandpa's Rainbow Suspenders, and you'll have to excuse Oliver serenading us right now. I also received Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock in Rogue, which is, I didn't actually look at it that closely. It's purples, kind of a muted purples and reds, maybe. I will link to it in the show notes because I can't really describe the colors very well. It's more of a dusky color. It's not bright. It's not pastel. I can't really explain the color very well. And I also bought some Noro Tayo, T-A-I-Y-O. I think that's how you say it. Tayo. And I'm a bad podcaster because I did not write down the content for that. I have, basically this past year, I had my own personal yarn club. So I fell in love with Sweet Georgia Tough Love sock a year or so ago when I used my first skein of it to make a pair of socks that I can't remember the name of right now. And I decided I wanted every color in the world of it. And so for the past year, once a month, or from my first paycheck of the month, I let myself buy one skein of Sweet Georgia. And so I have built up quite a stash of that. And I think I might have mentioned how I, no, that was something else. I use a random generator to tell me which color I'm going to buy each month. And that's the one that came up this month. When I bought it, I've been buying it from Eat Sleep Knit every month, and they have their yarn marathon. And after I purchased this skein of Sweet Georgia this past week, I happened to look at my marathon stats and realized that I only needed 185 yards to make it to the next level. So I immediately went and found something that would help me meet that requirement. And that's where the Noro came in. I love Noro, and I don't know what I'll use. I only have one skein of this, but actually the yardage was pretty good. I want to think it was about 220 yards, so I can find something nice. Probably I'll do a cowl or a hat or something like that. Anyway, that got me up to my 5K level in the yarn marathon. And one of the things I will say, very nice things about Eat Sleep Knit. I purchased the Sweet Georgia, and it actually completed the transaction when I realized that I wanted to add more. So I went in and made the other purchase, and I really liked that the system recognized that I had just made a purchase, and without me having to contact them or anything, it asked me if I wanted to combine it with my previous order. So that was really convenient. I have had very good experience with Eat Sleep Knit so far. The shipping it's almost always shipped the same day, and I receive it usually within 2, maybe 3 days. So, good praise for them. Let's see, moving on to In the Kitchen. I haven't cooked a whole lot this week just because, like, as you know, I mentioned at the beginning, the work stuff, that kept me really busy and really tired. And we traveled over the weekend, but I did have a couple of things that I wanted to mention. When we were in Austin, we ate at a restaurant called Austin Pizza Garden, which is in the Oak Hill area. It's Oak Hill area of Austin. It's really a suburb, but it's in Austin. And this place is in a very old building, old stone building. And I meant to take a look at the history of the building before we left, but I never did. Anyway, it's this old stone building, and had this fabulous fireplace in the middle. And as I mentioned, it's been cold, and it was even colder in Austin than it has been in Houston. And we sat by the fireplace, and we were with our friends and my kids, and we ordered two pizzas. One of them was the Quattro Formaggio, which was, if you know any Italian, it's four cheese. I couldn't tell you what all four cheeses, other than I'm sure there was mozzarella, and it had ricotta and two other cheeses. And it also had bacon and mushrooms. And that pizza was delicious. The other one we had was the meat, which was just, you know, typical meat lover's pizza. And both of them were absolutely delicious. I highly recommend that if you are in the South Austin area. And even if you're not in the South Austin area, if you're in North Austin, Austin is not as big as people in Austin might seem to think it is. having lived in Austin and having lived in Houston, getting from one end of Austin to the other is nothing compared to getting even from my end of Houston to downtown. So it's worth the trip. The other thing that I wanted to talk about food-wise is that I cooked dinner for our friends on Saturday night, and I used the cookbook Arabian Nights, which, again, bad podcaster, I didn't write down the author, but this was a cookbook that we got in the library a couple of years ago, and I fell in love with and checked it out and had to buy it immediately. It is Mediterranean food, and I've only cooked one dish out of it, but the one dish is really good. It's tandoori chicken, Omani style. And basically it is chicken breast pieces marinated in a yogurt sauce with all types of Middle Eastern spices, cardamom and cinnamon and cumin, and I don't even remember what all, but you marinate it and then bake it covered for an hour, so it kind of steams, so it's very soft, or not soft, very tender chicken morsels, and it's really quite delicious. But I made that with some basmati rice with slivered almonds, and roasted cauliflower. The roasted cauliflower didn't turn out quite as good as I would like because I am used to cooking. My kitchen has double ovens. That's the only thing I like about my kitchen. And I've become very spoiled. And my friends only had one oven. So I tried to alter the cooking time and it just didn't work quite as well as I would have liked. But the overall experience was great. The food was really good. So those are my cooking adventures. Coming up, I have down baking for staff party, but I'm not actually going to bake. I think I'm going, this morning I found a recipe for these little mints that are no cook. And I think I'm going to try those. I have one staff party tomorrow and then another one on Thursday. And I'm actually not making anything for the one tomorrow because it's all catered. But the other one, I wanted to bring something. So I think I'm going to try these little mints. And once I have tried them and see whether or not they're worthy, then I'll link to those on probably next week's podcast. So let's see. I guess that is it. This is obviously not the most polished podcast that I have done. It's late. Well, it's only 9 o'clock, but for me, that's late after a really long day. But I wanted to go ahead and podcast and get this out there before I lost my oomph. So if you have stuck with me this long, I appreciate it. And I will plan to record again over the weekend or early next week. I still have not set up a Ravelry group. Oh, that reminds me. I want to thank Dawn of Wolf Farms, the Wolf Farms podcast, for her shout out this week on their podcast. That meant an awful lot to me. And as she mentioned, I did not have a Ravelry group and I am working on it. It's just been one of those weeks. I just haven't, it will take me probably 15 minutes to actually set it up, but I haven't done it yet. So look for that soon. I will have a Ravelry group set up soon. And thanks for sticking with me. I will talk to you next week. Bye.